Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, May 11th, 2018. Today, in 1997, Deep Blue, a chess-playing supercomputer, defeated Garry Kasparov in the last game of the rematch, becoming the first computer to beat a world champion chess player in a classic match format. On the weekend, the Velothon bicycle race will cause massive traffic obstructions. The organizer expects around 10,500 amateur athletes and 250,000 spectators for the 11th edition of the race. Numerous streets will be closed on Saturday and Sunday, especially, but not only, in the Berlin city center. The race takes place on Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., the children's races will start, followed by the six-day Berlin Sprint Cup at 5 p.m. The main race then starts on Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for the riders who want to complete 60 or 160 kilometers. The 1,000-kilometer race will then start at 10:30 a.m. The starting line is at Potsdamer Platz. The finish line is on the Straße des 17. Juni at the level of the Soviet Memorial. The Straße des 17. Juni is closed between Yitzhak Rabin Straße and Ebertstraße starting this morning at 6 a.m. and will be closed until Monday morning. Further closing will occur in several districts during the races. So it is recommended to switch from car to public transport, especially on Sunday. But public transport will also be impacted. According to the BVLG, around 60 bus and tram lines will be diverted, shortened, divided, or temporarily closed on Sunday. With a reading on Berlin's Babelplatz in Mitte, artists and writers commemorated the burning of books by the National Socialists 85 years ago yesterday. The actors Ben Becker, the authors Volker Braun and Christoph Dieckmann, the musician André Hamelin, and the Nazi hunter Beate Klarsfeld, among others, participated in the event under the motto, Reading Against Forgetting. The event wanted to remind of writers whose books were burned on the 10th of May, 1933, in 22 German university cities. Late Wednesday evening, in front of the concert hall on Gendarmenmarkt in Mitte, there was an argument in which one person suffered life-threatening injuries from knife wounds, and another person was seriously injured. According to police, a 50-year-old was injured by a knife wound to the chest. Two groups had sat together on the stairs in front of the concert house on Gendarmenmarkt around 11:20 p.m., but during the evening, a verbal argument is said to have developed, and at some point, the unknown man pulled a knife and thus injured his opponent's hand. Another man wanted to mediate, and he was stabbed in the chest. The attacking group then fled in an unknown direction. Rescue forces of the Berlin Fire Brigade brought the 50-year-old to hospital where he underwent emergency surgery, and, according to police reports, his life is no longer in danger. His 47-year-old companion was able to leave the clinic after outpatient treatment, and the investigation is ongoing and has been taken over by the criminal police. Another argument involving knives happened between a chef and a waiter in a Charlottenburg restaurant. Both stabbed each other with knives because of differences of opinion about the quality of an entree. The dispute was sparked by the return of a meal. The 52-year-old cook insulted the 50-year-old waiter, attacked him with a box, and injured him with a kitchen knife. Then, the waiter stabbed the cook. He suffered wounds to his head, upper arm, and hand, and had to be taken to a clinic for surgery. The waiter fled before emergency services arrived. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on berradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.